Frequently Asked Questions About God's Final Judgment by Jesus Friend. Overview. End time final judgment raises important questions: who will be judged, on what criteria, and who will be the judge? This FAQ gathers clear, Bible-based answers to the most common questions about God's last day's judgment, so you can understand what Scripture actually teaches. Moreover, how it connects to the second coming of Jesus. Each answer is concise and rooted in key passages. It also links to longer studies in our Second Coming Hub if you want to go deeper. Table of Contents. Will there be a final judgment? Who will be judged? Who is the judge? What is the standard of judgment? Is there more than one judgment? Are believers and unbelievers judged in the same way? Is the judgment about faith or work? Can the judgment be avoided? What happens to those who never heard the gospel? Conclusion. Will there be a final judgment? Yes. God's final judgment of the world is in righteousness. He has set a time for the judgment, Daniel 7 verse 10. The outcome of it brings an end to sin and unrighteousness. The righteous will inherit the new kingdom prepared for them. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day, in which he will judge the world in righteousness. Acts 17 verses 30 and 31. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Daniel 7 verse 27. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things have passed away. Revelation 21 verses 1 and 4. Who will be judged? Humanity of all ages. It includes those who profess to serve God of the Bible and the rest of humanity, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 2. Fallen angels and their leader, Satan, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 3. Nations, Matthew 25 32, and systems, Revelation 17 verse 17, Revelation 18 verse 8. Their judgment isn't different from the judgment in righteousness of the people leading them. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Jude 1 verse 6. Who is the judge? The Father has given the authority of judgment to the Son, Acts 17 verse 31. He is crowned as the universal King of kings and Lord of lords, Daniel 7 verse 14, Revelation 19 verse 16. The redeemed share his throne and kingdom, Daniel 7 verse 18, Revelation 3 verse 21. In unison with their Lord they judge the world and the fallen angels, 1 Corinthians 6 verses 2 and 3. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. John 5 verses 22 and 23. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Daniel 7 verse 22. What is the standard of judgment? The judgment involves the account of one's life as evidence for genuine faith and Christ-like character. It is aligned with God's moral law of love expressed in the Ten Commandments. It was demonstrated in the life of Jesus, Psalm 40 verse 8, John 15 verse 10. Only God can read the heart. So the books of records for everyone are kept as evidence. They expose secret motives, thoughts, intentions, words, deeds, etc. Revelation 20 verse 12. Whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof on the day of judgment. Matthew 12 verses 32 and 36. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Daniel 7 verse 10. Is there more than one judgment? Yes, in terms of timing. The judgment begins in the house of God, 1 Peter 4 verse 17. It investigates the records prior to second coming of those who has ever professed to serve him. This is part of Jesus' ministry in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. It is before the second coming. Thus Christ has the eternal reward to give when he comes, based on the earlier evaluation. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And, behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Revelation 22 verses 11 and 12. The judgment of the rest is during the 1,000 years period after Christ's second appearance. Are believers and unbelievers judged in the same way? Yes, in terms of judgment criteria. Everyone is evaluated in righteousness, living and dead. Acts 17 verses 30 and 31, 2 Timothy 4 verse 1. The profession of being a believer of God is not enough, Matthew 25 verses 31 through 46. Only Christ can manifest the hidden counsels of the hearts, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5. At his coming, he separates sheep, righteous, Matthew 25 verse 27, from goats, who have the same Lord, Matthew 25 verse 44. Similarly, he separates wheat from tares, which grow together till the harvest, Matthew 13 verses 24 through 30. And those, on the left hand, shall go away into everlasting punishment. But the righteous into life eternal. Matthew 25 verse 46. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Matthew 13 verse 30. The records of the rest of the people are examined for 1,000 years after Christ's coming, Revelation 20 verses 4 and 5. Is the judgment about faith or work? The simple answer is both. Genuine faith and unselfish work for God and others motivated by love is part of a Christ-like character. Moreover, only God can read one's heart, Psalm 44 verse 21. He will bring the heart's secrets to universal publicity at the time of judgment, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5. Abraham did what God told him, bringing Isaac upon the altar. Thus his work gave evidence that he believes and trusts God in the most difficult circumstances, James 2 verse 21. Do you see how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith Abraham believed in God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. James 2 verses 22 and 23. Can the judgment be avoided? God judges all humanity through his Son. No exception, Hebrews 12 verse 23. Everyone's record of life, registered in the books of heaven is examined, Daniel 7 verse 10. So, the evaluation or the judgment decision is different. With this in mind, we can say that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8 verse 1. Moreover, based on the same evaluation their names are transcribed in the book of life, Philippians 4 verse 3. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father, and before his angels. Revelation 3 verse 5. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20 verse 15. What happens to those who never heard the gospel? God's Spirit works in everyone's heart. Christ's sacrificial death is for the entire world, John 1 verse 29. There's no partiality in God, but fairness, James 3 verse 17, Genesis 18 verse 25. For there is no respect, favorite, for persons with God. Romans 2 verse 11. His grace quickens the heart. It causes one to act in line with his light even before hearing or comprehending the gospel. So, they are to be judged and can be justified for having the law written in their hearts. It is demonstrated by their good work. It will be known on the day when God judges people's secrets. The judgment will be done by Christ according to the gospel, Romans 2 verse 16. Bookmark this page for easy access. Conclusion. This FAQ has addressed some of the most common questions about God's final judgment. It emphasizes its certainty and justice. Its purpose is not merely to satisfy curiosity. It is to help you be ready to stand before a holy and righteous judge. You should trust in the work of Christ alone. If you want to explore this theme more deeply, you can read our full article on the final judgment, and how it fits into the timeline of the end time. Guide to the second coming of Jesus. They are designed to ground you in Scripture and strengthen your faith and eternal hope as you await Christ's return.